Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, co-host Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and moderator AJ.
What up, boys?
We are back for week 10. We have our week 10 picks this week. Obviously, our DraftKings. We have our updated power rankings halfway through the season. I can't believe it's gone this fast already. We also have updates on our team drafts, I believe, this week. If you're not sure what that is, we all pick teams ahead of the season, kind of did a snake draft. Whoever has the best record amongst all those teams gets a prize, and I think AJ's going to be super happy about it. So I'm just going to throw it right over to AJ. What else we got going on? Are we going to do our recaps or the what did he say? Looks like we got the what did he say but on the doc first.
All right. You guys want to do the what did he say first?
Yeah. Give me time to Google it throughout the show. And
what did he say?
All right. We'll do the what did he say, boys. As always, shout out to our guy. He's always going to send us a trivia question once a week. Unfortunately, the boys are trailing a little bit. It's LCP3, DSA6, but this happened last year. DSA got out to a quick lead, and you guys came back. So let's see if you guys can't make some ground here. I do want to say real quick, shout out to our guy, Jaron. I sent this to a couple people before we started. He did get this answer right. So I'm going to read off the question. Again, it's been posted on a TikTok. Comment your answer in there if you'd like. Let's see if you guys can get this towards the end of the show. Joe Mixon is the sixth player in the NFL to have 200 total yards and 5 touchdowns in a single game. 5 running backs have done this, and only 1 wide receiver has done it. Who is the 1 wide receiver to have 200 total yards and 5 touchdowns in a single game?
Oh, God.
What did he say?
Shout out to Joe Mixon. I had him on my DraftKings last week. Still finished in 8th place. Yikes. How'd you guys do in DraftKings?
He was on mine. I think I came in 5th.
Yeah, man.
I was just outside of the money. I had a couple. I mean, Terrence Marshall Jr. came in with a huge touchdown at the end. I had Kyler Murray, D-Hop, that duo. Early touchdown for DeAndre Hopkins. Not shit else. Yeah. So
I was in 1st place after the 1 o'clock games wrapped up, and then I realized all I had left was a tight end. Tyler Higbee, who got me 0 points.
Oh,
yep.
Stellar.
Fell to 8th. So shout out to Tyler Higbee. Appreciate that. All right, we'll talk DraftKings later on. But real quick, let's get to our Week 9 recap. Sadly, it was a little bit of a rough week for our guy Nate. But the cool thing is you're up big already. You got some units to play with. So let's see how we bounce back. But Nate, you had 5 plays, 1 teaser, 4 single bets. You had 9 units on the table. You had your first push of the year.
That was exciting.
First push of the show. We don't have a push yet, so that's cool, I guess. Chargers -3 with the push. You end up going 1-3-1. Unfortunately, down 6 units on the week. That's all right, though. You're going to bounce back. Any comments regarding your Week 9 efforts?
No, not really. It's just a tough week. Looking to bounce back. I wish I would have taken advantage of another line that Vegas got wrong with that Chiefs-Titans line. Just way too many points out there. They only won by 3. So, other than that, no, I'm just looking to have a bounce back week this week.
All right. Well, shout out to the Jets, +13.
That's all I had.
Crushed that. They ended up winning the game outright, so that's cool. Sadly, once again, the Cardinals sold the NLOD, so we're going to no longer allow NLODs for the Cardinals. That's done with
no,
the year.
No.
We're going to bounce back this week. Our guy Tone, pretty solid week last week, I'd say. You finished in the green. That's always a good week. 4 plays, 1 teaser, 3 single bets, 7 units total. And my guy, you went 2-2, but you did go up +1 unit. You had the Eagles team total, 27.5, 2-unit play. And you had a nice little teaser, Dolphins +1, Bengals -1 for 2 units. Thoughts or comments for your plays for week 9?
I'm okay with it. I mean, honestly, I'm just trying to stay positive.
Yeah.
You know, stay even as far as it goes. It's challenging right now. I don't know why. These lines are tough. A ton of parity in the NFL. It's just been a weird year. So I'm going to keep trucking through it and see what we end up with. But I'm hoping to keep it going this week.
All right. Fair enough. And then, sadly, luck it in. 0-1, down 2 units because we hammered in the Cardinals -2. They just continue to sell the bag for us. So we're going to avoid the Cardinals for a while until they start covering against the spread. As far as yearly totals go, Nate, 32-19-1, 62.5%, +17 units. Tone is 25 and 24, 51%, plus 3 units. And then our luck it in is 6 and 5. It's at 54%. It's at even units. So all around, we're still in the green. Things are still looking good. If you're following us, keep tailing us. But we're going to bounce back and get those units back this week.
Yes, sir.
With that being said, let's go ahead and jump to our 2022 LCP Power Rankings 2.0. We did our quarter of the way through. This is going to be our midway point. Tone, I'm going to start with you, and we're going to start with your fifth best team. We're going to go from five and work our way up to your guys' top-tier team. Go ahead and tell me who you have in your five spot for your Power Rankings 2.0.
So there's a couple teams that, you know, float around this fifth spot for me, but it's hard to ignore how good this defense is. And, you know, they have Dak back, and I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys. So
Nice.
It's hard to ignore them. I wasn't high on them coming into the year, but they're proving me wrong. So
okay. And there's been some talk about Odell Beckham possibly coming to the Cowboys. Would that possibly influence you to move them up even higher, or do you not really take that into account?
No, I don't think so. I think if maybe the Ravens got him, I'd move them up higher, but I don't know about Dallas.
All right, fair enough. Nate, who's coming in your five spot?
Yeah, number five, maybe not a lot of people would agree with me, but I have the Miami Dolphins at number five. This team with Tua is a whole different breed. Obviously, when he wasn't there, they lost to Cincinnati when he went out. They lost to the Vikings when they didn't have him. I just think this Tyreek Hill, we faded him a bit on our fantasy football projections, averaging over 120 yards a game, leads the league in receiving yards, Jalen Waddle. They brought in Jeff Wilson, Bradley Chubb. I think this team is super scary. So number five, Miami Dolphins.
Is that the best 1-2 punch as far as wide receivers go?
Right now, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had them right there, and the Ravens are close. But
My
fourth team, I'm going to go with the 49ers. Nice. It's just hard to ignore the addition of Christian McCaffrey. As long as Debo can stay healthy and, you know, all their pieces can stay healthy, they're good defensively. It's hard to root against them, so I'll take them for my fourth team.
Love that.
Yeah, for my fourth team, I have the Buffalo Bills. Ooh. So coming off the loss against the Jets, Josh Allen is uncertain, so not sure what that's going to hold to here. So they might be a little low. It's not like I'm taking them out of my Super Bowl hunt. Just right now, number four, Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Very nice. With my third team, I'll go with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're just tough. It's hard to keep up with that offense. Defensively, they've been playing better. And even in a tough division, they're finding ways to get wins. So I'll take them as my third team.
Yeah, for my third, it's hard to ignore the Minnesota Vikings, 7-1. The only, I think, one of how many one-loss teams in the NFL right now?
Yeah.
One of one.
Yeah.
So it's hard to leave them off my top five. If you notice, I have the same exact top five as I did 4 weeks ago.
Mm. Interesting. Right? Okay. With my number two team, I'm going to take the Bills. It's just hard to ignore them. I know they did lose to the Jets, but at the end of the day, they're just a tough unit. Assuming Josh Allen's healthy, if he's hurt, they're definitely dropping out of the top five for me. He's just too important to their offense, but I'll take them with my number two team.
Yeah, if Josh Allen is out, I mean, are they even a top 10 team?
No.
Probably not, no.
Okay.
He's that important.
Yeah, he really is.
For my number two team, I got the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it's going to be really fun if this happens. If the Chiefs and Bills have a rematch in the AFC Championship game, it's definitely a shoo-in. But Patrick Mahomes, even without Tyreek Hill, is a different breed.
Yeah, he's awesome. And we probably have the same number one team. Mm-hmm. It's hard to ignore them. They're 8-0. They are going to be favored in every game to finish the year out. So we'll see how it plays out. It's the Eagles. So they're just so good on both sides of the ball. They even got better on defense. It's hard to see teams beat them. So I'll take the Eagles for my number one team.
Yeah, same. With the addition of Robert Quinn, I mean, A.J. Brown has been a freak in this offense. Devontae Smith hasn't done much, but he's still out there. You still got to keep an eye on him. Miles Sanders having a sneaky good year as well. So shout out to the Eagles, number one.
All right, we'll lock in our number one LCP Power Rankings team, the Eagles. So Tone has the Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, 49ers, and Cowboys in order of top to five. Our guy Nate has Eagles, Chiefs, Vikings, Bills, Dolphins in order of one to five. I'd say both of those are very solid power rankings, boys.
Thank you.
Next up, I wanted to recap our NFL team draft 9 weeks in. I'd say we're midway through the season. And again, we basically snake draft NFL teams, and we're going to do combined records for those teams. And did you guys want to go through our complete teams or just give off our records? What do you guys want to do?
Probably just the records.
All right. So I'll go ahead and take it first because I'm sitting pretty right now. I'm in first. I have a total overall record of 41-26, and I want to give a shout out to my MVP in my third selection. I got the Philadelphia Eagles at 8-0. So shout out to the Eagles. How about you, Nate? What do you got going on?
Ooh, I'm in last. It's not looking good. I took the Colts early. I thought it was going to be their division this year, the Packers. I'm 34-1, so I'm going to probably finish in last place on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing much better. I'm 33-32. I took the whole AFC West, was a lot better at the time. But yeah. We'll see. We still got a lot of football left. So no one's out of this. We could definitely catch AJ, and we'll see how it plays out.
Oh, yeah. If our time here at the LCP has said anything, I'll definitely probably fall apart here at the second half. But it's another whole half to go, but it's been fun to kind of pay attention, and we'll continue to follow up on that. Next week, we'll talk about our prop bets, and we'll see where we're at midway through on the prop bets. But, now that we've wrapped all that up, let's go ahead and jump into this week's Week 10 lines for the week. I know we were talking about it before the show started. Just some really tough, really nasty lines, and a lot of line shifts earlier today. So we do this on Wednesday, and updating our lines this morning was really rough, really interesting. So I'm curious to get your guys' picks, see where you guys stand this week. As always, we're going to kick it off with Thursday Night Football. We have the 4-5 Atlanta Falcons. They are minus 3 points. They're traveling to Carolina to take on the 2-7 Panthers. Over-under for this game, 42.5 points.
So just going to be another Thursday night game I'm going to have to pass. These two teams just played each other a couple weeks ago, so it was a thrilling overtime. You know, you had that Hail Mary to DJ Moore to tie it up, and then the Falcons end up winning. So we'll see how it happens when they go on the road. I don't really have a lean either, so I'll go ahead and pass.
Yeah, I'm also going to pass. A couple teams that I can see losing a lot of these final half of their games. 4-5, the Falcons have overperformed. I'm pretty sure they know whose division it is. The Buccaneers are probably going to make a run here at the end. I'm going to pass as well. It could be a fun one after that that overtime stunner here in, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Quick turnaround. So, yeah, I'm just going to pass as well.
We had a Baker Mayfield sighting Sunday. Came in and got a couple tutties. Yeah. That was cool to see.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll be back.
Yeah, I'm they curious should put him to see back. If he'll... I think he should. I think he earned that position back after last week.
Agreed.
Yeah. So that's something to watch for. Sunday. So we've had a couple London games this year. We're going to do another 9:30 a.m. game, but this one's going to be in Munich, Germany. We have the 6-3 Seattle Seahawks. They are plus 3 points, and they're going to be facing off against the 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Fresh off of finally, they got a victory last week. Over-under for this game, 44.5 points. Anyone touching the Munich, Germany game?
Yeah, I'll touch it. I'll really touch it. I'm going to fade the Seahawks again. I know it did me wrong last week, but this week I'm going to take the Bucs laying the 3 points. I liked it better when they were laying two, but they should get it done by at least a field goal. They need to win games, and they need to win games now. So I'm going to have that as my three-unit NLOD, the Buccaneers minus three.
Very nice. Yeah, I actually was leaning the Bucs. I'm going to go ahead and take Bucs in a different fashion. I'm going to take the team total over 23.
Love it.
You know, they've actually only hit this number once this year. They put up 31 against Kansas City, but I think they'll probably get there this week. You know, surprisingly, they actually have been the worst in the league running the ball, the Bucs have. But if we look at the Seahawks, they've been one of the worst rush defenses that the Bucs will face. So they maybe will take advantage of that. Maybe they'll get the running game going, which will open up the passing game. We finally have Godwin back. We have Mike Evans. Julio Jones is there. Tom Brady actually is second in passing yards in the league. So it's an interesting stat. You wouldn't think it. He's maybe played a game more than a couple guys or so up there, but he's still doing his thing. He's only behind Patrick Mahomes. So I think they can put up some points, get to that 23, maybe 24. They're in Germany. NFL wants to put on a show, and they're going to want Tom Brady to do it. So I'll take the Bucs team total over 23.
Definitely, I like that. And even though they're at 4-5, they're still in first place in their division. So, I feel like Tom's got a swagger back a little bit. They got a dub finally. So, yeah, I like that play, boys. Nice pick. Sunday at 1 o'clock, we're going to start off with the 3-5 Denver Broncos. They are going to be +3 points. They're going to be traveling to Tennessee to take on the 5-3 Titans. Over-under for this game is going to be 39 points.
Wow, so I really hate to do it, but let's ride.
Let's ride.
I'm going to take the Broncos +3. I mean, they're coming off a bye. I still think this Titans team could be fraudulent. I mean, they have 2 wins against the Colts. They beat the Commanders, Las Vegas, the Texans. I just don't think there's any reason the Broncos can't keep it within a field goal. Out of their first 8 games, 6 of them have been decided within. They've covered +3 in 6 of those 8 games. So
okay.
I think they did lose Chubb defensively. I still think they'll be able to come out and keep it close. I will go ahead and take the Broncos +3.
Love it. Yeah, they did me well. I think I've taken them 2 or 3 times this year. They haven't been good, but they're a pretty good team to bet on. Right. I'm going to pass, though. I do love the take. I would definitely heavy lean the Broncos, so if you're looking for some action on an early 1 o'clock game. I also like the under, 39. I think the Broncos can somewhat hold Derrick Henry. I don't know if Ryan Tannehill's back or not. Malik Willis hasn't looked impressive, really.
No.
So, I'm going to pass and watch this one from the sidelines.
All right, let's ride. Next up, our 3-5 Cleveland Browns are back in action. They're +3.5 points, and they're going to be traveling to Miami to take on Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Tua. They're 6-3 Dolphins, over-under for this game, 49 points. What do you guys think about the Browns game this week?
Man, I'm going to take the team who's desperate for a win. I don't think the Browns are out of the playoff race. I don't think they think they're out of the playoff race. They didn't end up trading Kareem Hunt.
Let's do it.
Give me the Browns getting that 3.5. The Dolphins, they looked all right against the Bears last week. Obviously, they allowed Justin Fields to run all over them. I can imagine Nick Chubb running all over them. So I think the Browns keep it close. If they end up losing, it would be only be by a field goal.
Nice. Love it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also going to take the Browns, but I'm going to tease them up to 9.5.
Nice. Okay.
I just feel like they should be able to keep it close enough. Like, for all the things you mentioned, Chubb is a beast. Our offense, we're tough. We lose close games. We lose games we shouldn't lose. So I hope we can keep it within double digits. I will take the Browns as the first leg of my teaser, 9.5.
Love it.
Very nice.
All right. Next up, we have AJ, the moderator's game of the week, pending on Josh Allen, of course. We have the 7-1 Minnesota Vikings +3.5 points, and they're going to be traveling to Buffalo to take on the 6-2 Bills. Over-under for this game is 44 points. We talked about it just briefly. Josh Allen is questionable. What do you guys think about this game?
This will be the second leg of my teaser. I'll take the Vikings +9.5.
Ooh.
I think Josh Allen doesn't play. And if he does play, he's hurt. I mean, I don't know how he's going to come out. The Vikings defensively, I'm sure they can get taken advantage of, but their offense is tough. I hope they can keep it up and keep it within double digits. So I'll take them as the second leg of my teaser with the Browns, both of them +9.5.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't want any part of this game. 3.5 from 7.5. Obviously, that's leaning Josh Allen not playing, but it's still the Vikings. And I said it last week, I didn't think we were going to go to 7-1. I don't think we're going to go to 8-1, but I like the tease idea of it. But it's Case Keenum against the Vikings, and I don't know if you guys remember the Minneapolis Miracle, probably one of the single most elated feelings I've ever felt in my life, seeing that happen. So I got all love for Case, and I don't know, man. I don't think they should play Josh Allen, even if he's suitable and ready to play. No reason to make that injury any worse week 10 of the season when there's still plenty of football to be played.
I agree.
Fair enough. All right, next up, we have the 2-6 Detroit Lions. They are going to be +3 points, and they're going to be traveling to Chicago to take on the 3-6 Bears. Over-under for this game, 48.5 points.
Yeah, this has got to be another pass. I just feel like it started out good when I would take the Lions. 3 points, that's their key number, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But on the road, after a big emotional win over the Packers, even though the Packers stink, it's still a Detroit beating Green Bay is still pretty wild, so I don't want any parts of it. Justin Fields has been looking great these past 3 weeks with no help, so shout out to Justin Fields, man.
No, I agree. I'm also going to pass this game. I mean, it's a back-to-back divisional matchups. They did come out and beat this lousy Packers team, but I don't know. I don't trust the Lions on the road. Jared Goff outdoors just seems subpar. Mm-hmm. The Bears have looked good. I really like what I see out of Justin Fields. He's an Ohio State kid, so we knew he had it in him, but it's cool to see some of that translate to the NFL. I might lean towards the over because both teams can score and, you know, both defenses are not that great, especially the Lions are worse in the league. But I'm going to go ahead and pass.
All right. Double pass. Next up, we have the 3-6 Jacksonville Jaguars. They are going to be plus 9.5 points. And they're going to be traveling to Kansas City to take on the 6-2 Chiefs. Over-under for this game, 50.5 points.
Yeah, so interesting enough, you know, you look at Jacksonville, they actually haven't lost by double digits this year. And we know the Chiefs can't cover, especially when it's more than a touchdown. But I can't trust Trevor Lawrence, especially on the road. I'm going to go ahead and pass this game.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at our next line. That one of the parts of the next line shifted a lot. I'll talk about it. But, yeah, I'm going to pass this one. 9.5. Trevor Lawrence, you know how I feel about him. I got nothing else to really say. And the Chiefs are really good. They can beat anybody in the NFL by 10 points, it seems like. So I want no parts of it.
All right, another double pass. Next up on our list of games, we have the 1-6-1 Houston Texans. As of this morning, we had plus 5 traveling to New York to take on the 6-2 Giants with an over-under of 41. Nate, you said you see some line movement on that one. What do you got?
Yeah, it was 38.5 when I had it.
Ah,
so that's odd.
Wow.
Right? Excuse me, sorry. So, I mean, I had the under of 38.5. It looks like all the money's going on the over. I don't like it anymore, so I guess I have to pass it, unfortunately. I want no parts of that twist right there. 2.5 points, that's big.
So this is probably going to have to be a game I pass. I'd like to think the Giants should win. They are the better team, but the Texans play tough, so I'll go ahead and pass this game.
All right, another double pass for the boys.
Tough week.
Let's see if we can get something on this next one, guys. We have the 3-5 New Orleans Saints. They're going to be minus 2.5 points. And they are traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the 2-6 Stinky Steelers. Over-under for this game is 40 points. Any plays on this one, boys?
Unfortunately not. Just another stinker. I'd love to take the Steelers, especially on tees at home and a rah-rah Mike Tomlin spot, but I got to pass.
Yeah, Steelers at home coming off a bye. The Saints, they're not the team that I think we all thought they were going to be this year. I don't know what the deal with Jameis Winston is. They just don't want to play him anymore. Andy Dalton is not that good. Might as well just put Taysom Hill back there. I've had a lot of passes, so I'm just going to add one more pass here. I got a couple more plays. Don't you worry.
All right. Another double pass. Let's go ahead and move on from the 1 o'clock games. Let's jump to our 4:30 slot. And to kick that off, we have the 3-5-1 Indianapolis Colts. They are plus 6 points this week. They're going to be traveling to Vegas to take on the 2-6 Raiders. Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. And, Tone, I believe you have an interesting stat for this game.
I do.
Oh, yeah, I'll just do my pick first. Jeff Saturday, the new head coach for the Colts, a lot of people think it's very odd. He's fresh off Get Up and the ESPN show, if you weren't aware. So it's just a weird, weird coach hire. Who knows how long it ends up lasting. Obviously, it will be for the rest of the season. Jim Irsay says they're not tanking, but it seems like they're probably tanking. But with that being said, I think the Raiders, Devontae Adams has expressed his frustration. Derek Carr has expressed his frustration. At home, they need a big bounce back. This line was a little fishy because I don't really see a 2-6 team laying 6 points ever. So I'm going to go ahead and cast my reel. Give me the Raiders laying the 6 points at home.
Okay.
Very nice. I'm going to take the Raiders as well, but I'm going to take them on the first half. So they're minus 3.5. If we look at the Colts, are 0-9 against the first half spread this season, and they've lost 11 straight going back to last year. So they're just on a horrendous run. I might as well ride it. Maybe this is the time they cover, but I'll go ahead and ride that stat. Give me the Raiders first half minus 3.5.
All right. Next up, we have the 6-2 Dallas Cowboys. They are minus 5.5 points, and they're going to be traveling up to Lambeau to take on the 3-6 Packers. Over-under for this game is going to be 43 points. What do we got, boys?
So we have another interesting Aaron Rodgers stat.
Oh.
Plus 5 is the biggest spread of his career as a home underdog. So it's a lot of points in Lambeau. This Dallas team is tough. They're talented. Their defense is good. Offensively, they can show up at times. But I got to back the Packers. That's a buy low opportunity. They really need this win. They're at home. I don't know if they're win. I hope they'll at least compete and keep it close. It's been embarrassing lately. Again, it's an ugly spot, but I'm going to buy low. I'll sell the Cowboys high. A lot of people, ton of people are going to have the Cowboys on teasers straight up. I'm sure a bunch of money's going to come in on them. I'll take the Packers plus +5.
Actually, I think we found it at 5.5.
Yes. Oh, very yes, nice.
5.5.
Yeah.
We'll take 5.5.
Oh, all day. And, I mean, since you're going to take it, I might as well take it. Yeah, give me the Packers 5.5 points at Lambeau Field. I don't think I've ever seen it. You mentioned that stat. I'm sure even when Brett Favre was there, they never really got more than 5 points at Lambeau. So, I don't know. I'm still not all the way sold on this Cowboys team. Their defense is awesome, but I don't know about Dak yet. Tony Pollard, if he gets the majority of the carries, obviously I think they're a way better football team. But give me the Packers getting that 5.5 for 2 units.
Let's luck it in. All right, Packers plus 5.5 for our first luck it in of the week. And Nate's going to be dropping 2 unis on that one.
Yeah, I need to make them back.
All right, next game. It's our 3-6 Arizona Cardinals plus 3 points. They're traveling to Los Angeles to take on the 3-5 Rams. Over-under for this game is 43 points, and please tell me neither of you are taking the Cardinals. What do you got?
Yeah, so I got 150 units on the Cardinals this week. I'm just kidding. Fuck the Cardinals. First fuck of the episode. They screwed me the past 2 weeks. I want no parts of it. One thing I do want to say, Buda Baker's locker room speech should have got some fire lit under their asses. But they're also going up against the Rams team who needs a win as well. So this could be the most important game in the NFC this week.
Yeah, really important for both teams. And just another game I got to pass. So Sean McVay is 11-1 straight up and 10-1-1 against the spread against the Cardinals. So it's actually his most profitable opponent against the spread as far as his whole coaching career goes. So not something I want to go against right now. Although I do think this Cardinals team could cover that. Because they can come out and win. The Rams are just in a bad spot this year. Their offensive line's rough. Offensively, they mainly got Cooper Kupp. If you can defend him, it's just hard for them to get going. So I'm not going to take the Cardinals again because they've kind of played us, but I wouldn't be surprised if they covered that 3 points.
Yeah, we're going to double pass on the Cardinals for the first time in a while. This probably is the week that they will cover.
That's so usually how it works.
If you listening back home want to play, maybe take the Cardinals plus +3, but we are not personally going to take that. We're done. Sunday Night Football, 5-3, Los Angeles Chargers plus +7, and they're going to be traveling to San Francisco to take on the 4-4 49ers. Over under for this game, 45 points.
Wow, that was
you like
beautiful
that?
Moderation right Thank there. You. So shout out our moderator, AJ. You know, I think this line, I just think it's too many points. You know, I got to take the Chargers plus +7. I've been trying to stay away from these primetime spots, but I got to fade Jimmy G. He's 17-19-1 against the spread as a favorite. When he's a dog, he's 17-5. So
damn.
Wow. It's a huge flip. Kyle Shanahan at home is a favorite. Even off a bye, he's only 2-3. I just think it's too many points to give Justin Herbert in this offense. Hopefully they can keep it up. Hopefully Keenan Allen comes back and they'll keep it close on Sunday Night Football. So give me the Chargers plus +7.
Yeah. Well, that's weird. I mean, what were they, number 4 or 5 on your power rankings? And
yeah,
just off with wins. It is. It's a ton of points. This Chargers team never seems to live up to the hype. And I don't think they do this week. I'm going to pass it. I don't want any parts of it. But with Christian McCaffrey and that San Fran offense, I can't imagine them. Actually, you know what? Give me the over. I'm going to take the over of 45. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be on it.
I thought we were going to have a head-to-head there for a second. Come on.
Yeah, I can't.
All right. Chargers, 49ers, over 45 for Nate.
Yeah.
Tone's going to be taking Chargers plus +7 for Sunday Night Football. Our last game of the week, it's going to be Monday Night Football. We have a divisional game. We have the 4-5 Washington Commanders plus +11. And they're going to be traveling to Philly to take on the undefeated Eagles. Over-under for this game, 44 points. Any plays to end the week, boys?
Yeah, I think this is a line that Vegas might have gotten wrong again. I'm not going to let it pass me one more time. Give me the Washington Commanders getting 11 points. It's a ton of points. I don't expect the Eagles to go undefeated for the rest of the year, so there's going to be a slip-up eventually. I think this could be the week when they're a big home favorite. Who knows? They could let one slip here.
This is kind of like last week. took the Jets plus 14 at Buffalo, and they ended up winning outright.
Right. So
same position.
Who knows? Yeah. Almost
it's
the
tough.
Same spot.
Yeah, it's tough to cover that many points in a divisional matchup, you know, especially as such a big favorite at home. I'm going to pass. This Eagles team, to me, is just tough, though. Like, I don't expect them to lose this game. Maybe they do. I just feel like they're going to put a lot of pressure on Heinicke. I don't know how he's going to react. The Eagles lead the league in turnovers, so I feel like they're going to get at least 1-2 out of this Washington team, and it's just going to be hard to keep up. So I'll go ahead and pass this game.
All right.
Another interesting stat about the Eagles, though, they're 7-1 against the spread in the first half. Last week was the first time they've lost.
Oh, wow.
So they've been very solid as well.
A lot of big stats this week. I like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. So our teams on bye this week, we have the Cincinnati Bengals, the New England Patriots, the New York Jets off of a huge win last week, and the Baltimore Ravens. So my question for you guys after Week 10's games, first question, out of all these teams, either playing or on bye, who's a team that's surpassed expectations? Who's a team that's most impressed you midway through the season thus far?
I'm going to say the Jets. I didn't see a 6-3 coming, but even with Zach Wilson at the helm, this defense is awesome. Maybe they could get our guy Elijah Moore a little more touches. Even losing Breece Hall for the year, they found a way. Training for James Robinson. I don't know. I'm really impressed with this Jets football team.
I agree completely. Definitely.
Okay. And then naturally, my next question for you guys. Of all the teams in action or on bye, who's the team that's just really disappointed you the most this year? Who should have been great and is just absolutely stinky?
Every team I drafted for that stupid freaking...
yeah.
The Colts, Saints... Packers, all of them.
Yeah, the Colts have been really underwhelming, honestly.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, Colts have really hurt us all, man. They robbed me on my prop bet. We'll talk about that next week. I got to go Colts, personally.
I mean, the Packers, too, though. Cause everyone I was low on them to come in, but, you know, everyone likes them.
The Raiders.
Buccaneers.
Broncos, even.
Yeah.
So,
Rams.
They all stink.
Just
the Cardinals.
Been a really close year, though. It's really interesting.
Bengals. We're in the Super Bowl last year.
They're on their way back.
Yeah,
though.
I think they'll be all right.
They're over 500.
Browns. Sorry.
Browns. A lot of disappointing teams this year. I would say that. So, interesting. But, all right, with all that being said, let's go ahead and jump to our Luck Changers Week 10 recap picks. All right, Nate, you had 6 plays, 0 teasers, 6 single bets for a total of 9 units. Go ahead and give us your plays for the week.
Yeah, so I got the Buccaneers in Munich, Germany, laying 3 points for 3 units as the NLOD. I got the Browns plus 3.5, Raiders laying 6, Packers plus 5.5 for 2 units, Chargers 49ers over 45, and then the Commanders getting 11.
All right, our guy Tone has 6 plays, 1 teaser, 5 single bets for a total of 6 units in play. Tone, what are you playing this week?
I got the Bucs team total over 23, the Broncos plus 3. A teaser of the Browns plus 9.5 with the Vikings plus 9.5, the Raiders first half minus 3.5, Packers plus 5.5, and the Chargers plus 7.
All right. And then for our luck it in, we have 1 play, 1 straight bet, 1 unit in total. We're rocking with the Packers plus 5.5. Tone, you said this is the most points Aaron Rodgers has ever been afforded as an underdog at Lambeau Field. So that'll be our luck it in of the week. Unfortunately, another week of no head-to-heads.
10 straight
weeks of no head-to-heads. Maybe next week is the week. We shall see. But now that our lines have been provided, let's go ahead and jump to our Week 10 NFL DraftKings, boys. And, Nate, you want to start us off?
Sure, why not? So, for my quarterback, I'm going to ride the hot hand. I got Justin Fields against Detroit. Detroit's defense is not very good, even though they looked like the best defense in the league against the poopy Packers team. But Justin Fields ran for a record 178 yards last week. He's shown that he can do it on his feet, so that is huge for fantasy football quarterbacks. And he's only 6,500 right now against the Detroit line, so I'm going to jump all over that. Give me Justin Fields at 6,500.
We're going to luck it in.
Hey.
It's hard when he's going against that terrible Lions defense, so I'll take Justin Fields as well.
Very nice. So, for my running back one, I got Saquon Barkley, 8,600. He's going up against Houston, who tends to give up some points themselves. And I think Saquon could be in the MVP race right now as far as non-quarterbacks go. 8,600, he's averaging over 20 points per fantasy game, and I think he has another big one this week.
Very nice. With my first running back, I'm going to take Damian Pierce again. I can't stop. He's only 6.3. He's just good value for me. I'll take him against that defense he's playing. So I'll take Damian Pierce, 6.3K.
Very nice. Yeah, for my running back, too, I got Nick Chubb at 8,100, spending big money on my running backs. Yeah. Going up against Miami, I just feel like this, I mean, like I said earlier in the show, Justin Fields ran all over him. No reason Nick Chubb can't run all over that defense. They got Bradley Chubb on that defense now, but that's more of a pass rusher, so I think Nick Chubb goes off.
I'll take another running back from that game, a newly acquired guy that unfortunately I had to cut from my fantasy team, Jeff Wilson Jr. He's 5.5K. Yeah. He's really starting to get involved in that offense. Some are saying he could end up leading that backfield, so I'll take my chances of playing against the Browns, and I feel like guys always are scoring points against the Browns, so I'll take Jeff Wilson Jr. for 5.5.
Very nice. So, for my wide receiver one, went a little high again. I got Cooper Kupp at 9,000. Seems like he's the only one who gets the ball. Arizona's defense has been trashed this year. So, at 9,000, I'll lay the money. Give me Cooper Kupp.
Very nice. I will also go big on my wide receiver. I'll take Tyreek Hill. He's 9.1K. He's just too good right now. He's leading the NFL in targets with 100. He's leading in yards. He has over 1,100 yards. He's leading by far. Justin Jefferson, by the way, is in second place. I'll take Tyreek Hill against the Browns. Again, I know teams like to score against the Browns. I'm going to be watching it, and it's going to be ugly, so I might as well take a good player. Give me Tyreek Hill, 9.1K.
Very nice. So for my wide receiver, too, I got to pair it with Justin Fields. This was going to be the week that I wasn't going to pair a wide receiver with Justin Fields because it seems kind of pointless, but they just got this guy's Chase Claypool. Went down to the end of the game, questionable non-pass interference called, but they're looking for him in the offense, another week for him to learn it. At 4,800, give me Chase Claypool.
Very nice. With my second wide receiver, I'll take Amon-Ra St. Brown, 6.9K. Nice. I just think there could be some points to be scored. It is tough playing this Lions squad outdoors versus indoors, but I'll still give it a chance. Give me Amon-Ra for 6.9K.
Very nice. So for my wide receiver three, I went pretty low. I had to spend all my money. I got Christian Watson from Green Bay. He hasn't done much this year, but with Romeo Doubs going down last week, I think there's going to be a need for him to fill in, and I think he could get a big catch or two. All I need is two catches, maybe like 65 yards and a touchdown. That's all I want.
Very nice. With my third wide receiver, I'll take another guy who gets pretty good targets. He's 13th in the league. Christian Kirk, 5.9K. Nice. That Jacksonville offense is trying to get more involved. ETN is obviously going to open things up maybe for guys like Kirk. So I'll take Christian Kirk for 5.9K.
Very nice. So for my tight end, I saw you picked them up in on your fantasy team in our league. I picked them up in my fantasy in my other league. It's Greg Dulcich from Denver. He's been an absolute stud for this Broncos offense. He's only 3,400 right now. Albert O, we thought he was going to be a lot better this year, but it's been the Dulcich show. So I think he has another big week against Tennessee.
Luck it in.
Yeah.
We're going to luck that in. I actually have my flex.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want me to just go with my flex and then...
Yeah, I'll get my tight end.
Yeah, so initially I had a tight end on my flex, but I'm over here changing some things because I had DeAndre Swift initially. He's questionable, so I had to switch up. So for my flex, I went really low at 3,600. I got Marquez Callaway from the Saints. Someone's got to do something in that offense. They need to win a game. They're playing the poopy Steelers. Steelers give up touchdowns like it's their job. Bad secondary this year, so give me Marquez Callaway at 3,600.
Very nice. For my tight end, I'll take a guy from that game. I'll take Pat Freiermuth.
Nice.
4.2K. He just has been getting a little more involved in the offense. You don't have Claypool. That opens things up a little bit for maybe him and Pickens. We'll see. So I'll take him for 4.2.
Nice. And I went bottom feeder defense this week, only because I don't think Josh Allen's going to end up playing. Give me the Vikings defense at 2,200. They can't can't change the price of them now. So the Vikings defense going up against Case Keenum, 2,200. I'll try him out.
Got to. Luck it in.
Yeah.
Vikings 2.2. Just too much value in case Josh Allen doesn't play.
Also my defense as well. So
Glad to see you got in the DraftKings contest early this week.
Yeah, a little earlier than usual.
Love to see it.
Right.
All right, so before we jump to our what did he say, let's go ahead and recap our DraftKings rosters. Nate, you want to go ahead and start off and give me your DraftKings from top to bottom?
Sure, I'll knock it out. So at quarterback, I got Justin Fields at 6,500. Saquon Barkley as running back 1, 8,600. Nick Chubb, running back 2 at 8,100. Wide receiver 1, Cooper Kupp at 9,000. There goes all my money. Wide receiver 2, Chase Claypool at 4,800. Wide receiver 3, Christian Watson at 3,700. Tight end, Greg Dulcich at 3,400. My flex is Marquez Callaway at 3,600. And my defense is the Minnesota Vikings at 2,200.
Very nice. I have Justin Fields as well at quarterback, 6.5K. Damian Pierce at running back, 6.3, along with Jeff Wilson, 5.5. Tyreek Hill, 9.1. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 6.9. Christian Kirk, 5.9. At tight end, I have Pat Freiermuth for 4.2. I have Greg Dulcich at 3.4 as my flex. And then give me the Vikings, bottom of the barrel, 2.2K.
All right. Well done, boys. Before we close it out, let's go ahead and do it.
What did he say?
Oh. I don't fucking know.
That's what did he say. All right, boys. Got to get this one. We got to get on the board for you here. So, last week, Joe Mixon became the sixth player to have 200 total yards and 5 touchdowns in a single game. He is one of 5 running backs to do so. However, there's only one wide receiver who's ever had 200 total yards and 5 touchdowns in a single game. Who is that wide receiver?
What did he say?
What do we got?
So initially, I think Tyreek Hill. I know he had that huge first half. I think it was last year. But I'm going to go a little further back. I'm going to go Antonio Brown.
Okay, very nice. I like that. It's tough, man. I don't know who that could be. I'll go with Calvin Johnson.
Okay, two very good guesses.
Oh, no.
My God. We got it wrong again.
Unfortunately, it's not correct.
Were we even close?
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Jaron, as mentioned, for getting the question correct. Also, shout out to Corey Jarvis for getting the correct answer. Our guy Jay Money answered, but he did not get it right. The answer, boys, is the GOAT, Jerry Rice.
Oh, he threw an alley-oop for us, and we whiffed it.
Yeah, Jerry Rice, 200 total yards and 5 touchdowns in a game. So if they had fantasy football back in the day, shout out to whoever had him. It was quite some time ago. But
fuck.
Anyways, that's our What Did He Say question. That's LCP3, DSay7. We're going to bounce back next
it's
week.
It's getting out of control.
You keep saying that, and I'm just slowly starting to never believe we'll ever
get
one right ever.
We're going to bounce back, for
you know,
sure.
We need great...
Shout out our guy, DSay.
Shout out our guy.
What's his name? Who has Hembo's number on GitHub?
Oh, man. Ryan's.
Graziano.
Graziano. They all got him this year.
Right.
He's getting beat up this year on GitHub, for sure.
They need DSay, and they're asking the questions.
Yeah.
Jeez,
definitely.
Louise. Well, boys, you got anything else before we close it out?
Think that'll do it.
That's it, brother.
Right on. Obviously, if you haven't yet, check us out on all our social medias at Luck Changers Podcast. We've really been into TikTok lately, posting some fire videos. We post daily, so go ahead and check us out on there. Obviously, Instagram, not Snapchat, sorry. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Hit us on our email, luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com, for any questions about a fantasy pass or play, who you should pick up from a waiver wire or a spread or whatever. We'll always answer and throw you on the show. So thank you guys so much if you're still listening. For your host, Nate, co-host Tone, moderator AJ, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Adios.
Moderator out.
Peace. I'm out of here.